Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger, and we are on the 100th episode. Everyone on Anchor, mash that applause button, please. Thank you. No, thank you. No, oh, stop it, you guys. Stop it. Y'all are just way too kind. No pictures. I got a show to do. For the 100th episode, I wanted to have a Q&A session so that I could give all of you a chance to learn a little about the podcast or about me specifically. Just to start out, my name is Joshua Campbell and I go by LP Tiger. LP originally stood for Linkin Park, rest in peace, Chester Bennington. And as streaming and YouTube gaming started getting popular, I changed it to Let's Play. But to be completely honest, now it's just a part of the name without any meaning. Well, until I change it to something more appropriate. And Tiger originally came from playing basketball as a kid. I used to growl when I ran up for a shot, you know, for intimidation purposes, and they just laughed at me and called me a tiger. So, Tiger Woods got popular, and then I saw the name Tiger Style on a high scoreboard on San Francisco Rush arcade game. So, I started using the initials TGR whenever I got high scores on video games. And then Dance Dance Revolution came out, and I got really good at that game. I started posting my initials as TYGR. People started asking who Tiger was, and the rest is history. So look up DDR Tiger in your spare time. That's a quick summary on the name LP Tiger. Before we get started, just a reminder, if I choose your question and you hear it, you won. So contact me through Anchor or through Twitter, and we will communicate, and I will give you your free digital game of your choice of the selection that I have. So let's go ahead and get started with the first question submitted through the Anchor app by Nikki.
Hi, LP Tiger. This is Nikki. Thank you for shouting me out in your June 22nd podcast. I really appreciate it. I have a question for your 100th episode. I was wondering what the first game you remember playing was, and was it Nintendo? Did you love Nintendo from the get-go, or did you start off on like Sony or Xbox and moved over to Nintendo? Either way, I'd love to know what you started out with and where your love for Nintendo came from. And I just want to thank you for making this podcast. I recently started listening to you, and it's just been really great to have an easy way to get Nintendo news. There's so many video game news sources and opinions and everything, and I'm a hardcore Nintendo fan, so it's great to have a positive one that's just about Nintendo. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for the questions, Nikki. And I was so happy when you mentioned being a positive podcast, because that is truly what I'm about. So, to answer your question, the first game I truly remember playing is a bit of a blur. As a child, I remember three specific consoles. There was the Coleco Atom, which was an expansion for the ColecoVision that used cassette tapes for games. It's kind of weird. There's also the Atari 2600 and the Nintendo Entertainment System. I had those three consoles. But truly, the first game I remember immersing me for long periods of time was Super Mario Brothers. So aside from Asteroids, River Raid, and other Atari games that I played through, Super Mario Brothers is the one that I remember the mostest. I remember my sister's favorite stage being World 3, and I remember spending so much time trying to clear that large gap in World 8-1. And who doesn't remember learning about the warps, running on top of the stage in World 1-2? I wouldn't say that my real love for Nintendo was during my childhood, though. There was this time I remember telling a classmate that I wanted to be the president of Nintendo when I grew up, so Nintendo was a large part of my childhood. But I think it was ultimately about loving video games at the time. My love for Nintendo didn't come until around maybe 5 or 6 years ago, when I became interested in collecting retro games and retro consoles. I'd go to flea markets, and then I'd find, you know, a Super Nintendo, a Sega Genesis. I'd find Sega Saturn and Dreamcast and PlayStation and all types of stuff. And in collecting all of those things, I realized that the games from Nintendo were the ones that truly made me happy. I'd find games and I'd be like, oh, Mega Man 2. I used to play that when I was little. I beat that in, like, you know, with just the Mega Buster. And then I'd, you know, run into Shadow of the Ninja. Oh, man, I used to love the music in that game. and then Super Nintendo, like, holy crap, I forgot all about Dirt Tracks FX. You know, I'd feel these emotions. And so obviously there was a nostalgic factor there, but it was a combination of that and also remembering the first time I got the Nintendo Wii U. I was really unsure, and I can't even remember why I even got the Wii U, but I was very unsure about it. I didn't like the way that the tablet was held in my hand, and people were giving all these negative reviews on it, but I fell in love with that console. And even though it was unsuccessful sales-wise, it brought joy into my life. And that somewhere between getting a Wii U, collecting all those retro Nintendo games, that's where my love for Nintendo really came out. So yeah. So next question comes from KingPug672.
Okay. My question is, what made you want to start doing podcasts? I mean, was there like some podcast you heard, or was it just something that you thought maybe would be a good hobby?
Thanks to KingPug672 for that question. So, back in college, I had a love for dabbling around with audio editing and video editing. I learned how to make silly songs with this program called Fruity Loops. I learned how to make silly videos with Windows Movie Maker. As I grew up, I learned that I love to sing in front of an audience. I also love dancing in front of people. All of those things had something in common. It was all entertainment. And what I loved the most was positive feedback that I get from people. So I guess I kind of enjoyed being in the spotlight. Back in the day, I used to listen to a podcast called The Best Damn Podcast Ever back in like 2008. It was a gaming podcast, it was my source of gaming news, and it was hilarious. During that time, I really wanted to try my hand at podcasting, but I also wanted to host it with a certain friend of mine, Kevin, because I felt his beliefs aligned with mine, and we had a way of bouncing our conversations back and forth about Nintendo. I felt he was a good fit. So after about 2 years of trying to convince him, we actually recorded something and started the Storm Unity podcast. Storm Unity was based off a brand that I created through Dance Dance Revolution tournaments called DDR Storm. That discussion's for another day. It was a general gaming podcast, and it went pretty well for a while. I even added on my girlfriend Lindsay and another friend Corey. We did about a total of 65 episodes and did it for just over a year. And then I got totally burned out because I was doing all of the audio editing. It was really time consuming, and I just felt like all of our chemistry was slowly going downward. So I took a hiatus, and after about a year, I really wanted to focus on having a sole Nintendo podcast. Actually, the Storm Unity podcast was actually turning into a Nintendo podcast, but I was just way too over it by that time. So, like I said, after a year, I wanted to do this Nintendo podcast, but I wanted to do much, much less work, and I wanted it to be on my own time. And then, insert the Anchor app. I read an article about how easy the Anchor app made it to record and host a podcast. You literally press record, start talking, and once you're done, you stop recording, and then you publish it. That's it. I was totally excited to have something so easy at my fingertips that I immediately wanted to record at that moment. But what exactly would I record? I mean, there's tons of podcasts out there where people are talking to each other about how their day is and what they're playing and their opinions and things like my favorite Zelda is actually Zelda 2 because it's totally underappreciated. I wanted something a little different. I wasn't quite sure what, but I wanted to do something. And I wanted to do it right now. And I wanted to call it Nintendo Seconds. And the idea of Nintendo Seconds came about because I used to watch the YouTube series from Nintendo called Nintendo Minute. Their slogan is like, Nintendo Minute is never a minute. And I always thought that was silly. So I thought it'd be cool to have some sort of video where it'd be exactly a minute long. And the slogan would be, Nintendo Seconds is never just a few seconds. So yeah, it was a silly idea. But with that, I was like, I do want to do a Nintendo podcast, so maybe I can call that Nintendo Seconds. And, I just want to do something easy and short, and let's see what happens. One of my favorite segments on Storm Unity Podcast was a segment called TLDR Headlines. I sped through multiple headlines of info within a few minutes. It was my specific spotlight of the show, so I figured, why not try the same thing? So I went online and I found two news articles, I wrote a little script, and my first episode was created. And I know it's called The Daily, but I didn't really plan on doing it daily. It just kinda happened. I kept doing them. And I'm not someone to let momentum slip out of my hands. So here I am, been going strong for 4 months, and I really enjoy doing this. I'm very interested in reading about Nintendo, and I sorta, you know, like being in the spotlight. So, if people like it, that's a major plus. So I hope you guys like it. And that's part of what makes me enjoy doing it. So that was a bit of a long question. So let's get some smaller slash easier questions in. So Corey Losey from Twitter asks what my favorite Nintendo controller is. And we have to separate this into two parts, non-analog and analog. So my favorite non-analog controller is the official Super Nintendo controller. I always loved using the Y button to run and shoot and the B button to jump. It was always the most comfortable for me. But with analog, the Switch Pro controller is the absolute best. Now that I'm older, it's more comfy for my hands, and it's really similar to the Super Nintendo layout anyway. So, oh, an honorable mention goes to the Nunchuck and Wii Remote combo. It always felt so great to play video games with my hands spread apart. It was fun to whoop people in Mario Kart Wii while holding the controllers lazily while I'm sitting on the couch like, yo, I'm still beating you even though I'm not really doing anything, huh? And yeah, Joy-Cons can be used the same way, but it's not as comfortable for me. But there you go. And I got another question on Twitter from Steve Might Say. He asked, what is my end goal from all this? Good question. Honestly, I like starting things and seeing where they'll take me. I don't specifically have an end goal though. If I get thousands of listeners, that'd be cool. If I get noticed by someone in the gaming industry and I get provided an opportunity, that would be cool too. Obviously, if there was no progress, I'd probably completely stop doing this. I mean, I can't feel good about doing something if there's no reward in it. A little side note about the podcast, when I started it, I thought to myself that maybe there are people out there who don't have the time and or the ability to read articles or watch videos. How would they get their Nintendo news? And what if they just want to skip the back and forth banter between hosts and they just want quick highlights? That's the basis of how Nintendo Seconds got started. It makes me feel like I'm providing something that doesn't really exist out there. And by the way, if anyone knows of a Nintendo podcast like this, let me know because I'd personally like to listen to them. I'm serious. So, bottom line, I have no end goal and I do it because it gives me added purpose. I get to learn about Nintendo, and I can talk to people about it publicly, and I'm filling a void that some people may desire. Next question is from Abe Martinez.
Hey, LP Tiger of Nintendo Seconds. Congratulations on 100 episodes. My question to you is, how do you stay so up to date on Nintendo news? Like, do you have special sources that you go to every day? Really curious. Look forward to all your future episodes that you keep on bringing to us. Thank you very much.
Abe Martinez, longtime listener. Thanks so much for the question, and thanks for the continued support, dude. So, the way I keep up with Nintendo news is a combination of using Twitter by following news sources such as Go Nintendo, Nintendo Enthusiast, Polygon, Kotaku, and also actually visiting their websites to find out what's new. And you can make things much, much easier by getting yourself an RSS reader like Feedly or NewsBlur. And there's a whole bunch of others where you can subscribe to multiple news outlets and get notifications when new articles are posted. I said notifications. And unfortunately, I don't have any secret or special contacts within the industry, so I can get like exclusive information ahead of everyone. At least not yet, but I do have access to Nintendo's official press site, and I'll use that every now and then if I need to. So that's what I do. I go through a whole bunch of stuff and I try to squeeze it all into a daily 5-minute podcast. And I got one more question here. Last question is from Schizmo. She asks, what was my best moment from these past 100 episodes? And the standout moment for me was definitely having the opportunity to interview Suda51 at the Nintendo booth at PAX East. I'm very new to the whole interviewing thing, and I was so excited to talk with someone who's well known and long established in the gaming industry as he is. And not to mention, I was excited, but I was also nervous that I really had to come up with questions like on the fly. I didn't have a lot of time to prepare, but I did it and it worked and I put it up and people liked it. So that was cool. And something about being able to speak with someone through an interpreter made me feel really important in the moment. Not to mention, it was a really fun interview. That moment gave me the confidence in knowing that I should not be able to be afraid to try for bigger and better interviews. Maybe one day I'll get the opportunity to interview someone like Reggie, or even Miyamoto. But I'm taking things one small step at a time. Well, that's all for today. If you heard your question on this episode, you win a free digital game. So please contact me. You should already know how. And again, thank you guys for submitting your questions. And I'm always open to answer any questions you have at any time. For those who don't know how to contact me or just need a little reminder, you can send me a voice message through the Anchor app, which can be downloaded on iOS or Android devices. Just find Nintendo Seconds on the app and click the message button. Or the easy way out is to find me on Twitter and send me a tweet at LPTiger. That's LPTYGER. And with this, I officially have 100 episodes. I'm hoping for another 100, and I'm sure it won't be a problem with continued support from all of you. Thank you for listening to Nintendo Seconds, where Nintendo Seconds is never just a few seconds. See you guys next time!